Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 2, verse 14. Because God's children are human beings made of flesh and blood, the Son also became flesh and blood. For only as a human being could he die, and only by dying could he break the power of the devil, who had the power of death. The fact that Jesus was fully human was of crucial importance to the writer of this letter. Salvation depended upon it. In the first chapter, the writer spoke of the fact that Jesus was the divine Son of God, and that he shared fully in the creation of the universe with God his Father. Now he wanted to explain that Jesus was also fully human, which meant that, in common with every other human being, he experienced death, and this enabled him to break the grip of the devil, who had the power of death. Through the centuries, many people have struggled with the idea of Jesus' humanity. This was a particular problem in the Greek world, where gods were seen as being completely detached from this world. The idea of a god being human was nonsensical. All sorts of different approaches have been adopted to try to explain away his humanity. Some have suggested that Jesus wasn't really human, he just gave the appearance of it. But the writer to the Hebrews will have none of it. Jesus was fully human and fully divine, and that's how he was able to win our salvation through his death on the cross. The fact that Jesus was both human and divine isn't easy for us to understand, but it stands right at the heart of the Christian faith. If it were not the case, then there would be no Christianity, and death would rightly be deeply fearful for all of us. The writer spoke about those who spent all their lives as slaves to the fear of dying. He was clear that we are set free from that awful fear only because Jesus was fully a human being. We need to praise God today that Jesus went to the lengths of becoming fully human. So let me ask you a question. In what way do you find Jesus' humanity an encouragement? Now let me pray with you. Lord God, we praise you that Jesus took on human flesh and lived in our sinful, troubled world because of his love for us all. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.